Good evening, citizens of Super Earth. This is Rick Bones on GNR 107's Wartime Bulletin. Today we go boldly into the weekend. We bring you the latest updates from the front lines. Our hell divers have been busy and we have much to cover. Let's dive into the most recent events. We start with breaking news from today. High Command has issued a new major order. An efficacy review of the currently available mine stratagems has been ordered. Hell divers are tasked with dismantling or killing a targeted number of Liberty's enemies. If the goal isn't met, anti-tank mines will be urgently added to our arsenal. Unfortunately, the first attempt to meet this target has failed, and the automatons have deployed orbital cannons across their domain. This new threat will require all hell divers to stay vigilant and ready for immediate action. Moving back a bit to yesterday's updates, our brave Helldivers successfully liberated Ustotu from the automatons. The remaining 20,864 troops are now redirected to Troost, where a new campaign has started. Helldivers are requested to assist in liberation efforts against the automatons. Troost is under heavy fire, and your support is crucial. 2 days ago, on July 31st, we celebrated a major victory on Varilia 5. Helldivers liberated the planet, and 15,563 troops are now being redirected to Astano to confront the Terminid threat. The liberation of Varilia 5 was a significant achievement, but we must remain focused as the enemy is relentless. Let's not forget the crucial events from earlier this week. On July 30th, X-45 was defended successfully against the automatons, and Vega Bay was liberated. These victories have provided a much-needed boost to our morale and strategic positioning. However, extraction times have been temporarily increased due to the destabilization of the orbital cannon targeting array. This adjustment is in place for the next 12 hours. As of July 29th, the liberation of a planet from the automatons caused initial destabilization in the orbital cannon array. This instability impacted extraction times, causing delays. Helldivers, be prepared for adjusted extraction protocols and continue to adapt to these new challenges. In summary, our Helldivers have shown incredible bravery and resilience over the past few days. From defending X-45 to liberating Ustotu, Varilia 5, and Vega Bay, our efforts are making a difference. But the war is far from over. With new threats like the automaton's orbital cannons, we must stay united and vigilant. That's all for today's Wartime Bulletin. This is Rick Bones, reminding you to stay sharp and stay informed. Good hunting, Helldivers. We'll be back with more updates soon. Until then, stay safe and keep fighting for Super Earth. See you next Friday.